Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be revealing more in depth about this prophetic word that was written sometime back by Rick Joyner, The Harvest. You've been hearing us talk about it. But there's one particular statement that I want you to hear. Pat's going to read it, and we're going to talk about it. If we get a chance in this program, more than likely it'll be our next program. But I want you to hear it so you can begin to realize we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. And because there's an enemy within America, it's worse than what's outside of America. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But read it from The Harvest. What does he say?
Sure.
And this is The Harvest, Rick Joyner's book, and a prophetic encounter that he's writing down what it's going to be like during the days of this harvest.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Okay. He says, there will be a period of time when the United States will have a hot border to the south with almost daily clashes and casualties. Internal pressures will have caused such a lack of resolve that she will even yield large sections of her own territory to invaders by failing to use the force required to stop them. At that time, the enemies within will be greater than those without.
And that's so important because, you know, pride always has a tendency where we're always just looking outside. We're never looking within. And so when a nation's prideful, we never consider that I looked in the mirror to see what my issue would be, and I found out that my issue was me. I mean, pride doesn't do that. Pride never looks in the mirror, right? Unless it goes, look at me. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Right.
He goes, right. And so... And so, you know, we're just briefly letting you know what we're going to be talking about our next program, that when God launched VFN TV on the CTN network, WHBR, that we were already operating off a Rhema Word of God, but then we kind of went to the next level and we're going to move into WHBR, CTN, Christian Television Network. That night he spoke to me, and what he showed me was, dreams, prophetic dream. And we had not yet read The Harvest.
No.
We had it, but we hadn't read it yet because it was just,
wasn't time.
And so I'm in this battleship in a dream, and I'm patrolling up on the Gulf Coast, back and forth on the Gulf Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, kind of going up, I guess, from Texas down to Florida. And it's moving really fast, too. I mean, you wouldn't want to move that fast, but we were moving. And all of a sudden, we passed by a particular area. And then I look behind the battleship, so an area that we've already come through already. And I noticed that these gunboats were coming towards the shores of America. America's borders were being under attack. And so, I don't know, they're 55 caliber guns on those big ships or whatever, those big, huge things like the USS Alabama. And so we just wheeled around the guns and turned them all the way around this way and just began to just offload, boom, 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 firing into these gunboats and just blew them out of the water. And it was such a dramatic thing in this vision, this dream that God's showing me, that this one particular man, what's going to happen in America, is going to be so dramatic, people are going to be beside themselves. You have to understand, God showed me this particular man. First of all, he was enamored with himself. It was all about him. Secondly, It was him, and then there was another him beside him that came. It was like one person, but there was two of him right there. Mm-hmm. And he was looking at the other part, and it's like he was beside himself. You know, so God has to speak to me. I guess that means he's beside himself. And he was just shocked at what was going on. And then the ramifications of this big attack on the borders were exactly what Rick is saying. Mm-hmm. In The Harvest, was all the chains and stuff that protected the border, they were all broken down. All the solid piers and docks and ports that were on the borders, you know, where you do trade and all that, they were all raggedy and you couldn't even hardly walk on them. And it was like America's borders were under attack. You know, obviously you heard us talk about it, but understand we move prophetically in the context of that. And that's, by the way, just so you know, When you see the businesses and the partners standing up with VFN TV, standing up for God and country in that order, and standing up for Israel, and that same encounter with God, God told me about these businesses, and he showed me that he wants to bless the businesses that stand up for him. He wants to differentiate between those who say they're following God, but they don't want to talk about him, from the ones that say, I want to stand up for God and Israel. a God and country in that order, and I want to stand up for Israel unashamedly. And so you see these sponsors that came, that's God spoke about each of these businesses and the ones that are still coming. Maybe that's you. You say, you know, I'm looking for something to do. God, I mean, it was very specific. And God showed by doing that, things are going to start working in your business. Things are going to start coming together. Maybe you're at the end of yourself in your business. Maybe you're beside yourself in your business. But understand, when you begin to partner with God and what God is doing, he's going to begin to plug things back in again. The word of God, if you allow the VFN TV, VFN radio to be played at your business and allow the word to just kind of wash over your business, the conversation, it's going to begin to change your customer's viewpoint, your employee's viewpoint, your viewpoint, and you're going to have to be hopeful. No matter what, you're going to be hopeful, and that's what this fishing string represents, because he showed that specifically taking place over the businesses. And so the enemy within, we're going to be talking about that in our next program. You got to make sure you hear, because so many people are looking outside the borders. And yes, you know what's taking place inside of Syria and Iraq and all the Middle East right now, it is part of what's taking place in America. Mm-hmm. But understand, there's something in America, and it's not good. And we can stand up now and begin to pray, and God can deal with that, and he can reveal that. Because he says, just like Jehoshaphat, you know, when he saw this was going on and he knew that his end was near, he turned to God, positioned himself to receive from God, and God spoke to him. And you need to, that's available too for our partners. Don't forget, this is all available to you. You just got to hear, it's time to hear some meaty, meaningful, biblical, correct teaching, because God's got a way for us to handle these things. I mean, he tells us very specifically, and I believe it's called positioning yourself to be able to receive from God. It's available to all of our partners. It's like $9.95 a month or something. It's all there for you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.